Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, your mom.
And we will be covering Agent Carter, Season 1, Episode 4, The Blitzkrieg Button.
Yeah, and some of us know what Blitzkrieg means.
I do now.
Some of us do not.
I do now.
Someone had to have it explained. So we are covering the Blitzkrieg Button. We are having our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers, and we are having things to drink. You have something very interesting. What do you have, Natalie?
I have a chocolate cake martini.
Is it good?
It is
good. It looks really good.
It is very good.
I might have a taste of that.
And you'd be welcome to. There's a lot to go around.
Okay. It's very, very attractive. I am just having Prosecco because, you know, that's what I'm having. But hey, we'll take it. And so let's get started. We have a lot to cover, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Jarvis is at a transaction and gives some guys the money to smuggle something into the country.
This transaction's hilarious.
Yeah. And also Peggy is beating up some of the smugglers on the sides. The ones not in the transaction. Yeah. There are two in the transaction. There are a few extra ones. They're at a train station of some kind.
Yeah, she's got character shoes on. She's just stomping in their faces.
As she should. Yeah. And they're talking to Jarvis, and Jarvis is giving them $1,000 bills that don't exist. And he's like, oh, that's legal tender. And it's just like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And then he's just I'd rather not say such a bad word, but extortion. Because they're asking for another $50,000, or $100,000. And they are just like, it's not extortion, it's a shakedown. It's so stupid.
Yeah, you don't know what extortion means.
They use a cap then to throw them off the rhythm. He opens the briefcase that he has, and it is a chemical that knocks one of them out, and then Peggy knocks out the other. They were smuggling Stark back in on a train that is basically a billiard room. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really funny.
He's catching up with Peggy and Jarvis in the car, and Peggy notices there are SSR agents planted near Stark's house, so they can't go back there. So she allows him to hide in her apartment and she's sneaking him in. Yeah. They nearly get caught by Miss Fry.
Yeah, so she's sneaking him and puts him in the dumbwaiter. And she nearly gets caught by Miss Fry. And there's this whole very silly exchange about how many times Miss Fry has seen people use the dumbwaiter to bring people in there. And they talk for a really, really, really long time. And I think it's partly, let's be extemporaneous so that maybe he can get out of there.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, the chief and Thompson are talking about the typewriter, and the chief is looking into Colonel Mueller, who's a Nazi, who's going to be executed in Germany, and he wants to find out what happened in the Battle of Fennel. And
I think it's Fennel. F-I-N-A-U.
Well, fuck if I know. I have no idea. So the battle, I'm just going to call it the battle. Mm-hmm. And so he wants to figure out what's happening at this battle because he thinks that has something to do with these two Russians without voice boxes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's trying to figure that out. So Howard gets away from Miss Fry by spending some time with another tenant in her room and making out with her and doing whatever. Stark,
he's awful. He's such a ladies' man, you know?
Yeah. He's a gigolo, essentially. Stark wants to find out how many of his, once he gets back into the room with Peggy, he wants to find out how many of his inventions have been recovered so he can find out how many others are still out there. And he gives Peggy a camera pen so that she can take pictures of the ones that they have at the SSR.
Yeah, and she's like, oh,
basically, he's trying to take inventory. So Thompson is in charge of the SSR while the chief is away in Germany and is going to work them to the bone.
He has the stupidest rallying speech. It's just dumb.
Your first name, Agent. It's so stupid.
Yeah, you are dedicated to your
They were name. What was his middle name? What was Krasinski's middle name? Walter. And what was his most important name? And then one guy goes, Walter.
He asked about it, it was
Agent.
And all of you, your name is Agent, so all of you agents, except Peggy, are going to stay here.
Peggy, you get lunch.
Yeah.
Sousa really wants to find out more about the anonymous tip, and he wants to go like brush some fingerprints off a public phone. He's trying his best.
That shit works.
He's trying his best. Peggy asks the lab agents about the inventions because they're kind of like testing out, trying to figure out what these inventions do. And she is discreetly taking pictures with her little camera pen.
It's not discreet.
It's not discreet, but it's funny. While Sousa is trying to get prints from the phone, he asks some drunk guys about the commotion at the wharf that night. They aren't being cooperative, and he actually knocks a guy down and brings him in for questioning. Like, he uses his crutch. It's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool fight.
It's a badass moment. It's barely a fight, Mom. He knocks him to the ground.
That's true.
But hey, we're going to give him credit where credit is due. Because we like him. The smugglers tell their boss about losing Stark and mentions Peggy, like that they heard her being referred to as Peggy, mm-hmm. and they get killed by their boss, this blonde guy. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, who looks like a Nazi, by the way.
He does a bit.
I think his name is Mink, and he's also the guy who paid for Howard to be brought back into the country on the train.
Yeah, but he was trying to get more off the top since they were trying to like extort more out of Jarvis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peggy finds Howard coming from a different room now.
Because it's a different girl this time.
Meanwhile, Thompson doesn't think the drunk guy is a valid suspect or like witness of any kind. He's not going to give you any information, Sousa. What are you doing? Sousa's determined. Peggy develops the film from her pen. Angie gets her to come down for some food. And of course, Howard has to be like the asshole he is. It's just like, yeah, I like ham. I like potatoes. You know what I like. Just get a little bit of everything. And she's like, okay, I'm fetching lunch again. It's like, Jesus Christ. She cannot get away from food.
Well, and then Howard's basically banging his way down the hall. It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Sousa, he needs fuel. Anyway, Sousa talks.
Sousa, I am not gonna comment on that.
You don't have to. Sousa Good. Talks to the suspect about how they are both people no one cares about after the war. Sousa just makes people feel guilty because of his leg, and the guy still won't talk. He doesn't want like a cry fest about or sob fest or whatever. What is the word I'm looking for? It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. A sad moment to think about the war. He already knows what he lost. He doesn't really want to reminisce.
Right.
He just wants what he wants. He wants money. He wants something. Anyway, Peggy brings food back to her room, and Stark says that she has to steal one of his active inventions back, the Blitzkrieg button. That can cause a citywide blackout, but he hasn't figured out how to reverse the effects, and he's the only one who can neutralize it. So she has to bring it back to her apartment.
Right, and he shows her what it looks like, and he's made a mock-up, so she can just trade it out.
Yeah. Peggy goes with Jarvis to the office, and a smuggler boss from before is watching them. Sousa is trying to get more information from the drunk guy, and Thompson comes in with scotch and a burger to bribe him.
Yeah, and basically.
The drunk says that there was a dressed up guy and a woman, but when Sousa asks if it's the blonde from the picture, he says no, she had dark hair. And that's
meanwhile, the chief is in Germany, and he is going to talk to
Mueller.
Mueller keeps making jokes about how they're fitting him with a new necktie, and please excuse my gallows humor.
That's actually funny.
It is. He's actually, you know, got a good sense of humor for.
Well, I mean, he's about to die. Yeah. Might as well.
We who are about to die. Salute humor. So the chief says he will help him escape if Mueller tells him about Finau. And he has. We cut back to Peggy and Jarvis having a discussion about what it is that she's retrieving. And during the discussion, Jarvis keeps pulling on his ear, which is something she really notices.
It's a nervous tick.
They are being followed by the blonde dude, Mr. Mink.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the chief is offering Mueller cyanide for information. You don't want them to see you sweat. Here's some cyanide.
Really, like, you die one way or another. But
basically what Mueller says is there was no battle because it was a massacre in the dead of night. No one died by German hands. So all of these Russians were just dead.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we don't know what happened there. Mm-hmm. And so the chief gives him cyanide, but it was actually a breath mint.
He doesn't know that though.
Yeah, but that's funny.
Yeah, so Penny sneaks in and she's about to switch out the blitz button.
Well, before that, I like Sousa and Thompson's conversation a little bit before this, and I missed a little bit of it while they were talking to the drunk guy. Mm-hmm. But essentially, it's like not everybody like wants to talk about their trauma, dude. Like some people just want a burger. Yeah. And like not everyone
came home and wants a hug.
Exactly. Some people just need something, right? And you're gonna get what you need and that's it.
Right.
And so yeah.
But it felt like a diss to Sousa in the moment because he's trying to do this softer approach.
Yeah, but at the same time, Thompson knows how to get information out of people in an efficient fashion. Sometimes it's nice to see that he knows how to do it without his fists. Yeah. I like that we're shown that he's actually good at his job, and he can read people pretty well. Yeah. I don't want to like Thompson, especially in a minute, but you know, it's nice to see why the chief like really likes him, and like
because he is, he's good.
He's good. He's good at his job, and so Sousa, but Sousa has other strengths as well.
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead. Peggy sneaks in.
Yeah, Peggy sneaks in. She switches out the little bulb blitzkrieg button, and somehow she gets tempted. She's curious about the fact that Jarvis has been pulling on his ear, and so she opens it up. I mean, she's worried that if she opens it up, it's going to explode or something bad's going to happen, but she opens it up and she sees a vial.
Mm-hmm.
And she is immediately furious. She sticks the vial into her purse.
Because it's supposed to be a switch.
It's supposed to be like a bomb type thing that's going to black out like a city block or the whole city or something like that. And you can't fix it. So, it'd be bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not. They're lying to her.
They are lying to her. So she comes out and she goes to sneak into the interrogation room.
Well, she thinks it's empty. She runs and hides in the interrogation room. She didn't go out there for the express purpose of coming there.
She's looking to hide there, and Thompson's still in there because he's cleaning up after the interrogation that they just had. And he talks to her and he's like, look, no one, you just are denying the natural order of things. No man will ever consider you an equal.
And he's also like, why do you even work here?
Yeah.
Do you like just doing what you're doing? She's just like, well, she says like to uphold democracy and all this stuff. And then he's just like, okay, no, listen, no one thinks you're their equal. And you're again, him saying the natural order of things, like I can't with that. That's so stupid.
It is.
And natural superiority of things, like shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it's so nice to know he's so wrong. But at the same time, it hurts because Peggy's hearing this and she's just having to put up with this shit.
Yeah.
And anyway, the boss sees Peggy go back to her apartment.
That's Mink.
Mink sees her go back to her apartment. She asks Stark what's in the vial and he tells her it's Steve's blood, Steve Rogers' blood.
And she punches him
in the face.
Which is the thing that should happen.
Mink delivers some flowers for Peggy, but when he finds out that he can't actually like
carry them upstairs.
Yeah, go to her apartment because of Miss Fry's rules. He sees which apartment Miss Fry writes down for Peggy and he just leaves. Anyway, Peggy and Stark argue. He says that his natural instinct is to lie, and he apologizes to her because
it's his background. So he came up from a very blue-collar black background in order to break through the ceiling to be considered a serious person, like a serious entrepreneur or whatever. He was become a liar. He had to lie about his background. He had to lie about where he came from and all of that stuff. And he's like, that's my instinct. That is what I default to, basically. I'm sorry, I'm a liar, but I need this blood because it can save people's lives. I can make, we can cure the common cold. We could do all of these things. And Peggy's response is, yeah, but you're also going to make like a lot of money off of this. That's your real goal, isn't it? And he's like, that's kind of like a side effect. And she's just like, Steve was better than me. Like he understood that he could put his whole person and his spirit and his body and everything on the line for other people. And, I'm aspiring to that is what she's saying. She's like, I wanted to be like that. And that's why he was a much better person than you. You just want money. So Mink at this point is coming through the vent shaft to go to the apartment, and he is stopped by neighbor Dottie.
Neighbor Dottie.
And neighbor Dottie likes his handheld machine gun, which is like, it's like a pistol with a machine gun, yeah. Which is actually really unrealistic, but
great. It's this a cartoon, is a cartoon show.
Yeah,
it's not a cartoon, but
she's like, oh, is that, what kind of gun is that? I want it. And she gets this really,
she does like aggressive. A full on Black Widow, like jumping up and parkour gets the wall to like get her legs around his neck to snap it.
Yeah.
And so Dottie's not who she said she was.
She fights like a ninja or an agent or a something.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, Peggy's upset with Jarvis. And he tells Stark that he took her for granted, and he doesn't like that. He's done a lot of lying for Stark in the past, but this one actually hurts.
Yeah, so the conversation that they have is at the shoe shining stall, and the third person who's sitting there
is Stanley.
Is Stanley.
He had a little cameo.
That is lovely.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Anyway, so Peggy goes to her apartment. Oh, sorry.
No. Susan's at
work. I skipped Susa quite a bit.
Is
sorry.
At work. And he is looking at a picture, the picture of the blonde, and he's coloring over the hair. To see, maybe she could have dark hair. Who would that be?
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, how is that going to help? Anyway, I love Susa, but his detective work is hilarious.
Yeah.
Chief talks to Thompson and wonders who killed the people at the battle. The Russians. Yeah. And so anyway, Howard Stark apparently was at the site not long after the battle. So he thinks that maybe he came back for one of his inventions.
It's
a conspiracy.
Sure.
Peggy goes to her apartment and makes a hole in the wall to hide the vial of blood, and hides it behind a painting.
Yeah, there's some other things in there,
I'll cover the rest of the montage. Dottie is playing with her gun and has stored the minx body under her bed.
Yes,
like that thing decomposes, babe.
It's gonna smell really
it's
bad.
Gonna smell awful. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And Chief notices that the typewriter has activated and started typing something.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. That's the end of the episode.
It is indeed.
What were your best points?
Odd couple pairings. I really like the odd couple pairings in this episode, like Peggy and Stark, Susa and Thompson. Like, you're getting to see all of these people who have very different approaches to life.
Yeah.
And getting to see them work together, fight, do whatever they're going to do. And I do like seeing them do that kind of stuff. I especially like the Howard and Peggy pair up, because we haven't gotten to see a lot of Howard in this.
Yeah, I like having Howard in this. And of course, he is like this ladies' man, whatever.
Yeah, but it's so funny having Peggy like trying to like cover up all of his messes and like trying to work around him in a way.
And then she finally gets sick of him.
Yeah, and then she finally stands up for herself. And I love that. Yeah, Susa and Thompson also. I really like that, because you get to see how they're both very talented at what they do, but sometimes one method works over the other. It works.
Yeah.
And Chief's mind games. Like, I like him doing that stuff with the Nazi. Like, okay, that makes it sound weird. But, like, the breath mint.
I liked that training, because honestly, cyanide. Up to that point, I'm like, what the fuck are you
You're actually giving him an out? Like, you're kidding me? And then he's like, no, here's a breath mint. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That and Jarvis for feeling bad about doing all that stuff to
Peggy. Treating Peggy poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really love Peggy beating up Howard, because again, Howard is, he gets away with shit because he's charming and he needs somebody to bring him back into
and that's
reality,
Peggy.
And that's Peggy. And that's great. I love that. I really kind of like Dottie being creepy, and I realize that, that should be a negative.
You know, I put it as a negative, but I don't think it is. I think that's cool.
I like the idea that we've got some other, like, we've had a lot of nemesis-y kind of people in here. We've had a lot of men. Enemies, and they're mostly men. But it's interesting to have a woman being, like,
on the inside as well. And also, we haven't been suspecting her this entire time.
We haven't seen much of her other than
at breakfast being like, can you smuggle me some pickles or something? Yeah, exactly. Like, she's very innocent looking and she's very naive seeming.
Yeah.
She's just been the neighbor. We have not seen a lot of her. Yeah. We've seen her even less than Angie. Yeah. So imagine if, like, Angie turned out to be the other agent. It would have been like, oh, well, we've seen a lot of her. But Dottie. My goodness, Dottie. All right.
So what? I didn't really write anything else down. So what were your responses?
Stark not telling her about Steve's blood. That's messed up, dude. Yeah. You know how much Steve means to her.
Yeah.
And his explanation being, oh, well, if the government finds out that I still have my vial from Project Rebirth, they're going to want to come after it. And it can it can be used for all of these great things, like to even maybe even cure the common cold. And she's like, you want to make a fucking profit off of it, don't you? And that's not what, like, Steve would have wanted.
That's not what Steve's about.
Yeah, he's not out to make a profit. He would have wanted to help people, sure, but he wouldn't have wanted you to just make money off of it.
Something like that.
Well, it's a shame he's in ICE. Anyway, Thompson being sexist, him saying that to Peggy is so fucked up. Yeah. Like, I understand that he's trying to wake her up to, like, how he views the world.
Well, and a lot of other people.
And a lot of other people, and especially within that department as well. And him just being like, it's the natural order, Peggy. You're just below us. It's like, Jesus Christ, sir. She's still an agent. Even if she's doing stuff that seems demeaning to you, she is still an agent and she deserves to be where she is. And does she need to prove herself a little bit more to you, according to you? Yes, but come on.
Yeah. So
she doesn't have to.
My worst part is I didn't like the chief being stupid. Like, you know, some of the stuff with Mueller it was kind of a wash to me as far as stupidity, but the stuff beforehand, this is all Howard's fault. He's like, oh, come on.
Well, that's just
ridiculous. Susa getting put down by Thompson, and getting, you know, like, put down by people in general. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Thompson, again, that superiority thing. He is so golden boy, and, like,
he's played by Chad Michael Murray, by the way. I did know that somewhere in my brain. Yeah. I knew I recognized him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I finally looked at the credits, I was like, oh shit, that is
Chad Michael Murray. I had completely forgotten him, but he looked familiar, and sure enough,
yeah.
Guy from Riverdale.
A lot of other things, Mom.
Yeah. So that really was all I wrote down. What grade did you give this episode?
I wrote down A minus. I think it might be that. Well, no, see, I like Howard being brought into the fold. I really like his dynamics with everybody. I like that he's being brought down a peg a bit. Brought down a peg.
By a peg.
I also like the Dottie twist. I like the different pairings this episode offered.
I gave it a B plus.
I feel like I've been giving everything a B plus.
I know, I feel that way too, but I also don't feel like it's more than that. I also don't feel like it's less. B plus is not a bad grade.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that we've been giving them all B plus. It is a B plus, but I really wanted it to be more.
I want a lot of these episodes.
I think with Dottie being brought into the fold,
Hoping for exciting here. I think there's going to be exciting.
Because I remember the Dottie twist.
I do too.
It's a great twist.
It is. So I'm excited about this. I think it's really, some of it might be that we're not as surprised this go around.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe that's it.
And that might be part of it, or we're just, you know, waiting for the things we know are coming. So,
yeah, you know, I think that it's very, very similar to us doing Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. But by Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, I was even more shocked by a lot of the things that was happening, because I was just, like, surprised by the quality of the writing and all that stuff. Where with Marvel at this stage, we remember it being written well. Mm-hmm. And I am being surprised by, like, a lot of, like, the very clever jokes and writing. It's not like just the bits that Marvel has gotten like dwindled down to.
Yeah, this is not all just like one-liners.
It's not just quips.
No.
It is well written. And I'm really looking forward to the Dottie arc because I don't remember all of it. I remember parts of it.
Me too. And I think it's gonna be fun.
Up till this point, like I remembered parts of what had happened, but like there hasn't been a very wow moment. But now that Dottie's been like revealed as like a secret agent kind of thing, that's cool. Yeah. I want to see more of that.
We're going to see more of that.
And she's a badass too. Like yes. Dottie, damn. But yeah.
And she's got a little handheld machine gun.
So, yay. Yeah.
There's a look forward
kill
to.
Kill that man.
So we are looking forward to actually sharing this with you. We hope that you join us. And
cheers.